Welcome to the Fuller Tracy Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Thursday, the 4th of September, and I'm recording at 9:55 p.m. and that's Greenwich Mean Time. Well, today it was all about Super Mario Draghi and the European stock markets here today. And Draghi surprised most people. Just give you a quick summary of some of the main points. But first, he cut interest rates. You know, those bank deposits are in negative levels, at negative levels anyway, within Europe, and he lowered them even further. He also talked about spending approximately $1 trillion really to build up his balance sheet by buying assets. And these are corporate assets, I think, for the most part. And that is really designed to free up some additional liquidity and hopefully to get banks to lend more and to help the economy. And he also, I think for the first time at least that I've seen, is chided the European governments for not doing enough to stimulate their economies. Well, about time, and well said. Will they pay any attention? I think they will, although hopefully not by attempting to sack or replace Mr. Draghi, because he's the best thing the ECB's got right now, and its economic policies have been a nightmare, as some of us have been saying for really, really quite some time. And that's not just anti-Europe phobia. I love European culture, but what we see here in terms of economic policy has been a disaster for that continent, and it needs to change. Okay, well, what were the results here? We saw the among the European stock markets, there were a lot of gains of over 1%. For instance, Italy up 2.8%, probably a fair amount of short covering in there as well. Spain up nearly 2%. Germany up over 1%. France 1.65%. The Euro Stoxx Index 50 up 1.81%. And we had a big gain also on the European banks index. Now, those are substantial moves. Elsewhere, just to finish with stock markets here first, the Brazilian market which has been so strong in recent months, but it was down yesterday and it was weaker in here today, down 1.68%. I think that might have reflected the weakness that we saw in metal markets in here today. Mexico up 0.5%. The U.S. was up earlier in the day, but then gave up those gains and ended with quite small losses. That dragged the S&P 500 index back down below that big psychological 2000 level to close at 1997.65. That's down just over 3 on the day, 3 points on the day. And in the Asian Pacific markets, a little bit easier there for the most part. Japan down about a third of a percentage point. And I noticed that the TSE Second Section Index, which had been running riot on the upside, so often a leader, as I mentioned, but it also had a little downward dynamic in here today. And when I say a little downward dynamic, though, it stands out because everything had been to the upside prior to that. And that may indicate, well, I think it does indicate that it might take Japan a little bit more time to fully complete its lengthy consolidation of last year's gains across all major indices. So we may see that take a little bit longer, but not if the yen keeps weakening, and that's at 105.25 against the U.S. dollar here today. Now, the big exception in Europe was China, and the Shanghai index, which has been on a little bit of a tear in here, pushed ahead again, up 0.8%. And Hong Kong Hang Seng, which had such a big day yesterday but did not participate today, it actually slipped a tiny bit. Now, also, South Korea was a quarter of a point higher, tiny gains. Well, Malaysia about the same, and a tiny gain for New Zealand. The others were all lower in here today. And bond yields, so those U.S. 10-year treasuries, those closed at 2.45 today. Now you remember we had a big upside day, big upside dynamic on Tuesday. Then Wednesday started off with yields pushing sharply higher, but then it gave that up and actually closed slightly down on the day. Well, this was another sharp rise in the yields, and that suggests to me that we're near an important low for a number of these bond markets. I mean, good grief, how much lower can they go? But I've been saying that for a while. So the European bond yields also pushed a little bit higher here, off record lows. Now, this was a weekday here for precious metals. Well, not all of them. Palladium did very well, up to 891. That's up 15. But silver is currently down to 1906. That's down nearly 13 cents. Platinum down to 1406. That's down $6.50. And gold bullion, as I speak, down $7.25. That takes it to 1,262. I heard a commentator on commodities and precious metals from Goldman Sachs saying that the Goldman Sachs is sticking with their 1050 forecast. For gold bullion, that raised a few more eyebrows and may have worried the market a little bit. They've been saying that for really quite some time. I don't believe it, but I've said before that gold does not show a whole lot of support in here at this time relative to other markets, particularly relative to stock markets. And we've got a chart in the library which shows gold compared to the Dow Jones Industrial Average, and clearly the Dow is leading that one. And until that starts to reverse, we may not see a lot of speculative stroke investment interest in gold, despite some of the global tensions that we actually see here right now. Now, the US dollar soared against European currencies. Here to, well, let's pin it right down against the euro following Draghi's comments. And the euro fell down to 1.2941. 1.2941. And sterling also weakened, and sterling's being hit by nervousness over this Scotland poll, which I think is in about a fortnight's time. And the yes vote to withdraw from the United Kingdom has closed the gap considerably in here, and that's certainly alarmed the sterling market, and understandably so. That's down at 1.6324 against the US dollar. It's the Scots' choice, obviously, but I certainly hope they, after 307 years as part of the United Kingdom, I hope they vote to stay in. And I think, other than some of the Scottish nationalists, the person, well, I'll put it this way, the most influential person who would be most pleased to see Scotland leave the United Kingdom would probably be Mr. Putin. Okay, what else can we say about these markets? Commodities were soft in here generally, including industrial metals. I think tin was one of the ones that was hit a little bit more here today, but I see US copper closed up a couple of cents today at 315. And as I look through this list, again, the grains and beans are generally very soft overall. Crude oil gave up a little bit of ground too, down a dollar, just over a dollar in here today. And what else is going on? Well, we have that big NATO meeting that's taking place in Wales. And I really do hope that they toughen up those sanctions considerably against Russia. And if they don't, I think we will pay a bigger price later on. But you know that's my view, and but it's an issue of considerable concern. I think this is the most worrying political economic development in the markets right now. But it didn't affect the European stock markets today. That was the story. All belonged to Mario Draghi, as I mentioned, and at the beginning of this broadcast, and he was bullish for the markets. All the best.